This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. We egotistically believe that we are one of the best shows you can listen to, and you obviously believe it because you're tuning in. Good for you. Some of you are tuning in going, what's the big deal? I don't understand what this black man trying to talk about in politics. You may not say it like that, like you're Shaniqua from the hood, but you do say that. Some of you are out there naysayers. You're going, what's the big deal about Kevin Jackson? What's he saying? Let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get some truth. Oh, I didn't do it with a TH. I did a truth with an F. Truth. You're going to get the truth about leftism here. How would you define leftism? If I put a gun to your head and said, define leftism for me. Could you come up with an elevator pitch? See, I compare it to like second marriages, for example. The concept of the triumph of hope over reality. That's not to say that second marriages don't work. But it is to say that leftism doesn't work. It flatly fails. So there was the CEO of Whole Foods was giving a discussion around why capitalism works. And he says, capitalism works because you're a creator. People don't create things people don't want. The cobbler makes shoes not because he's an artist, but because he knows people, their feet hurt, and he wants to give them something that makes it easier for them to move about the terrain. And the better his shoes, the more people want them, and they're willing to establish trade and put a value on it. And so the cobbler can say, well, I'll take $3 worth of groceries for this pair of shoes. And the grocer goes, I completely agree. And the grocer gets his stuff from a farmer, and he's trading the concept of, I will put this in a market to make it easier for people to get it, and then you'll get a fair price for bringing it to me. And so on and so forth. And that's how trade began. But it's about creation. Now, you would think leftists would love that. They'd love the concept of the creativity. But see, here's the problem. Most leftists aren't creative. They're copycatters. They don't know how to... And even if they are copycatting, say it's a chain store or a franchise, they don't want to work. They want somebody else to do it. That's where capitalism fails, is because you get the lazy, the people that go, well, hey, there's somebody out there doing it. There's a farmer creating a crop. Why do I need to create a crop? Well, you could create a different crop. You could create a hybrid of a tomato that tastes like a watermelon. I don't know, but you could do something creative that makes people go, I want that product. And sometimes they want it so badly that they're willing to overpay for it. And you get to make crazy profits. Maybe you're the innovator of a thing, like you're the guy that came up with the CD disc, you know, the CD, and you were the first guy out there. So you were over, you were selling the thing for $1,000. A CD, I remember when a guy bought the first CD player I'd ever seen, and he brought it in, and I was fascinated at how much, you know, data could be on the disc, and it was $900. That CD today, you can't even find. From a technology point of view, it's so many generations old, nobody wants it. Nobody would even dare offer it. Remember when the CD player was going out, because what did we come up with next? The MP3 player, and it was expensive to begin with. Now, MP players are on your phone. How much data can you store on your phone for music? Think about that. Think about what you used to carry around. Remember those big boxes of 8-tracks? And the boxes of cassettes, and in the little folders you had of CDs that you played in your car, and you had a 6-CD changer in your car. How many of you have used your CD changer in your car? I haven't used my CD changer in my car in forever. What do you do now? You plug your phone in by a USB, and it takes all your music. Your radio no longer is what it is. It's you do Spotify or one of these other music services, Pandora, something like that. And you select what you want. I want the Bruno Mars channel. things change because people want what they want. At our core, we don't change. We want music. See, the beauty of this analogy is you kind of get what is it that's at our common core. We all want to hear music. I don't care whether it's 4-track, 8-track, cassette player, CD, MP3, or right off the radio. I want my music. The only thing that's changing is the delivery mechanism and how I get it. And all that's playing to is my nature, my very nature. You know what the nature of you is? I want it, and I want it now. So capitalism works because it delivers. The wanting music is the same. In the old days, you know how you got music? It was a little old radio, and somebody would play. Or if you were fortunate enough, maybe a band played somewhere and you got to hear them. But that was you were very lucky to get that. But we have a love of music at our core. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what culture. The music may change. In Africa, it's, right? But I want it. And if the African people, I'm talking about these folks dancing around on, you know, on the dirt and stuff, if they knew, man, did you hear the new one that just came out from the Mobutus? They would get it delivered in an MP player, and they'd be dancing to it all day long. And if they knew that there was other things out there, they'd be digging that. It's just the way it is. That's the core. The delivery mechanism, who cares? So it works. And that's why it works, because it plays to your core. But the innovators are the... let me ask you this way. Would you want to carry around a big old box of 8-tracks? Would you want to carry around a smaller box of cassettes? Would you want to carry around your accordion of CDs anymore? Or would you rather have your music on your phone and you plug in your earbuds and you walk down the street enjoying what you want to hear? Because that's capitalism. That's somebody looking at your need, the human nature need of music and love of music, and saying, you know what? The only thing that matters is how I deliver it. And do you know the technological jaunt, the little trip that we just went through, going from a 4-track to an 8-track to a cassette player to a CD to an MP player, music now digitally delivered to you anytime, anywhere, in multiple ways and means, and everybody competing for that time. How many services are there that stream music now? Stream video, stream movies, stream this. Strange world out there, folks. Capitalists are the reason that you get to enjoy to the level that you do. Short break. We got to come back with a lot of stuff this hour. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is the Kevin Jackson Show. Author of Race Pimping, speaker, bon vivant. If you're interested in having me come speak to you about issues, I don't care if it's at your house. If you can get me there and we can work out an agreement where, you know, it's worth my time, I'm happy to do it. I would love to do fundraisers, you name it. Because you know what? Getting the word out is what we do here. And we've now got our charitable trust set up so you guys can donate and it's free and all blah, blah, blah. So anyway, let us know if you're interested. You can reach out to me at kevinjackson.us on that. Snortable chocolate. I was thinking... Does the world not have... Is chocolate not seductive enough on its own when it's in your fingertips and you're licking it, you know, off of the... What else? Now you can snort it? Holy Nestle's quick! Snortable chocolate. What is this story? All I can tell you is, why do you need to snort it? Next, what, are you going to be shooting it up our arms like heroin addicts? Chocolate is addictive enough. But I'm figuring out other ways to ingest it in your body. What next? They're going to, you know, they say if you put alcohol in, if you take alcohol through your anus, through your butt, the drunk hits like, I don't know, 9 times faster. I just made that up, but it's a lot faster. I didn't realize that. The absorption qualities of your, you know, your, what is it, your colon is so much better than when you drink it into your belly and it absorbs that way. So people will do that. They will pour liquor right in their mungie. I'm just saying, why not add chocolate, huh? I mean, or watermelon. Okay, injectable watermelon, black folks. By the way, Southerners love watermelon too. You white folks eat a lot of watermelon. Don't front. Don't pretend. How do we get these things to where it's like, you black folks love that chicken? Black folks love that chicken. White folks love chicken just as much as black folks do. I'm telling you right now, I've seen it with my own eyes. White folks eat chicken like it's going out of style. Slurping it, licking the fingers, and Southern fried chicken. It isn't just black. That's not soul food. Some white boys across the street from me where I live, they're gay couple. Man, I got to tell you, those dudes can throw down on some food, some Southern cooking. And the one who's kind of the girl of the two, his mom taught him how to cook. And I'm telling you what, God bless the woman. he brought over the holidays, he brought over some black-eyed peas and some greens. That I hate to admit this in public, and I'm glad my grandmother is not alive to hear this, but it put hers to shame. I'm just telling you, that big old white boy could flat out throw down in the kitchen. How do we get these stereotypes, though? How do we get the stereotypes that black folks are the people that eat chicken, fried chicken, and watermelon? I know white people that will eat a whole watermelon in a sitting. Love it that much. So, it's hard. I don't even know. Maybe I could count on my hand, one hand, the number of people I've run into in my life who don't like watermelon. So, how did black folks get that? Chitlins, I understand. When we were working for Massa, he gave us all the rots of the hog. So, we were like, okay, we ain't throwing this away. So, we ate the kidney and the liver and the heart and all that. I get it. Even the brain. Even pork rinds. We cook the skin of a hog. That's how desperate. How hungry do you have to be to go, I'm going to eat the skin of, well, I guess we eat chicken skin, but okay, don't even try to get in my head. I'm just saying, but how, eat the skin of a hog? I wouldn't eat the skin of a hog. I guess if you cooked it hard enough, I'd be like, okay, well, it tastes pretty good. But I wouldn't do it normally. I would have to be hungry because I would eat the pork tenderloin first. Wouldn't you? Do you care? Do you eat pork? I'm not trying to imply you're Muslim. I mean, you're fish belly white. Why would I imply that? I'm not saying that you couldn't be Timothy McVeigh. I'm just saying, yeah, well, don't get on my case while I'm on the radio. I'll jump you. You know me. I show no quarter. Ah, snortable chocolate. Let me get a hit of that right there. Excuse me, audience, while I give me a hit of this snortable chocolate. Ooh. Snortable chocolate. By the way, we don't have any snortable chocolate here. But if we did, you know it would be cut down to baby powder. Y'all couldn't even afford to buy me snortable chocolate. The good stuff, right? Oh, dark chocolate. Yeah. Yeah, of course I want dark chocolate. I don't want that vanilla. What is it? Milk chocolate? That's been cut. I want it right off the cocoa. Who knew we could actually talk this long about snortable chocolate? What else would you want to snort? I mean, think about it. Snortable shrimp. I love shrimp, but I don't think I'd want to snort it. What's your favorite food? Don't give me something obscure like, you know. I mean, like, okay, so chocolate. So what's your favorite sweet? How about that? Could we do snortable mints? See, a snortable mint I can almost understand because you're still going to get a blast, right? That minty fresh flavor. You're like, whoo, that's pretty refreshing. You know, like snortable horseradish. Snortable chocolate. Snortable honey. But snortable Worcestershire. What would be the strangest snortable thing that you might actually like? I mean, think about it. Like, let's say you were eating sushi, and instead of putting the ginger right on the sushi or the horseradish, you did snortable horseradish ginger flavor. So you eat the sushi, and
You get a chaser, you know. Would it be green? It is green. I would hope it's green, because if it's white, people would think you're snorting coke. Snortable chocolate. Snortable whipped cream, yeah. Or snortable butter. Snortable butter. What could... Just think about it. I mean, I'm sure you'd end up jacking up your body some kind of way that we're thinking about all this. But what would it... Would the flavors be? I wouldn't do pepper. You know, see, that's the thing. You can taste pepper and be okay, but you snort it and you're sneezing. So what? You may not even be able to snort all that kind of stuff. Because when I saw this article about snortable chocolate, it made me think immediately of Nestle's Quick. When I was a kid, when my grandmother brought home Nestle's Quick, I was in heaven. I loved it. Making regular milk into chocolate milk. It was not racially motivated either, white people. I love stirring it and watching it, and the sweetness of the milk. Oh, and I would even add a teaspoon of sugar. How many of you people added a teaspoon of sugar to your Nestle's Quick? Because Nestle's Quick wasn't just like right out of the box sugary. It was just chocolatey. So I had to add some sugar. Then I found this stuff that was like Ovaltine. It had a funny little flavor to it. Wasn't as good as Nestle's Quick, but it had more sugar content. Yeah, I found that too. Whew, snortable chocolate. I'm just thinking about all the things that people can be working on, and we're trying to snort chocolate. I think we have more serious endeavors, people. Can we find something better to do than snort some chocolate? And pretty soon, well, it'll be, well, we caught a black man snorting chocolate. To prison with him. You never know about liberals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
I know that Independence Day has come and passed, but I still got something to talk about on it. Because it was funny, when I was leaving to go to Paris, and, you know, it was going to be Independence Day right out, you know, the weekend coming up. Well, I think technically it was on, what, Tuesday? But I wasn't getting back until the 3rd, and then I ended up having to stay in D.C. the 3rd through the 4th, which is Independence Day, and didn't get back home till, you know, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I wasn't happy about that because I like celebrating Independence Day. I like putting, you know, barbecuing and eating out and being with friends and thinking about America and what it's meant to me. And I remember when I was leaving, they were talking about black folks didn't want to celebrate Independence Day. Now, let me back up a little bit and tell you this. Black people, black leftists will say that I'm hard on black folks. They say, Kevin, you never say nothing good about black people. And I say, I can get defensive about it. I'm not going to get defensive. Because it could be true that I don't say much positive about blacks, but I feel like the blacks who don't fit the picture of the negativity of what I'm talking about know that I'm not talking about them. When I'm talking about Ray Ray not taking care of your kids, pants hanging below your butt, you know, wearing a grill that's worth more than you spend more on your grill than you spend taking care of your kids, things like that, I figure the majority of blacks understand he's not talking about me. It would be like somebody describing, you know, the worst case black dude, and I would go, yeah, he exists. I don't think most white people hear things about, oh, white people like this. They don't go, wow, I'm not like that. I don't feel that way. I mean, I don't think that. I know there's some people that are, they start to doubt a little bit, but I don't think you take it personally. Black folks take it personally. If I talk about a dude that's got no education, that's got, you know, 7 babies by 3 different women, not taking care of any of them, whatever. Black folks are like, black leftists are like, well, y'all talking about black people. I'm not talking about you, fool, unless you fit the description. When I hear people describe like that, I don't go, ooh, black people, why is he talking about me, my people? I just look at it like you're talking about a specific knucklehead that, you know, that in any culture is a deadbeat. But blacks get mad at me about that. They make an assumption that I'm lumping all black folks in this category, and I'm not. But here's the thing. I don't care what they think. See, when I hear that other stuff about blacks, I don't get defensive because I'm strong in who I am. I'm like, that's not me. You can describe whatever you want. I think it's partially because I look at the human condition. I don't think of it as black. Yeah, this black dude, man, I knew he didn't take care of his kids, huh? And I go, yeah, but so do white kids. White fathers don't take care of their kids. Hispanics, Asians, maybe at a less, you know, less population, less per capita, but all cultures, there's a deadbeat dad. It isn't just America. So I don't take it personally from a human perspective. And I certainly don't go like, oh, black people are the only people that don't take care of their kids. What kind of nonsense is that? But I did hear this thing where they said black folks didn't want to come, you know, didn't want to celebrate Independence Day. I saw a thing that said Barack Obama did not make a single comment on Independence Day. In the article, here's what it reads. More accurately, it was the lack of social media posts in honor of Independence Day by former President Barack Obama that has drawn attention. This is in Breitbart. Indeed, a check of both Obama's Facebook and Twitter feeds show no posts were made on July 4th, nor at any time during the several preceding days of the holiday weekend. I mean, how do you do that as a president of the United States where you don't even recognize the independence of the country? What does that say about it? Wow. And people, black folks, they get their, I don't know, their direction, if you will, from Barack Obama and these types of small little things. Well, Barack Obama don't like the country, so I don't need to like the country. I don't know why you follow that stooge, but whatever. But as I was contemplating all these things I was just talking about, the fact that blacks say, oh, you're so tough on black people. I'm tough on black leftists. And only those who, if the shoe fits. I'm tough on Barack Obama because of things like this. He won't even honor the country on the day of our birth. And then I look at what the culture he's left behind of black folks who don't care about this country. I was telling you guys a story, I don't know, a couple years ago where I was at a ball game and a white dude got mad at a black chick because she wouldn't stand for the national anthem. And he wouldn't let up. And I was proud of him because I was like, shoot, this dude is like, I mean, he was like, he can't believe you don't stand up for the country. And this, that, and the other. And the girl was like, I ain't saying it ain't my country. And he was like, yeah, it is. And he was going to battle with it. And I thought, wow, nice. Way to stand up. Because, see, that's the culture that Barack Obama leaves behind in leftism that says to black people, there's nothing for you to care about in this country. And it really makes me mad. It really does. See, here's what I was thinking. I was thinking black leftists need to do a couple of things. First, they need to grow up. And by grow up, I mean they need to learn that this sort of, I don't know what the movement is called, but this idea that black people are not getting a fair shake in America is ridiculous. So grow up. Learn to love this country and the opportunity that it has brought you. And the second thing is they need to get educated. Understand what our commitment to the nation has been. I mean, I'm not going to tell you it really upsets me because it doesn't. It upsets me for them, not for the nation. The nation is going to do what it does, regardless of whether black people celebrate it or not. But this idea, that this notion that the media is promoting, black people, there are black people that say they're not going to celebrate. I bet there were white people that said they weren't celebrating too, for whatever reasons. Probably rich little white bourgeois, cocktail sipper babies. You know some of these black folks, though. You know them personally. They rationalize their hatred of America for the most ignorant reasons. Too stupid to know how they insult their ancestors with each vile, putrid word that they spread about this country. See, America was built on the backs of blacks. I'm proud of that. Yeah, Kevin, they took advantage of your ancestors. Yeah. My ancestors were part of the building of the greatest country in the world. You say they took advantage of us. I say, you know what? Maybe we couldn't have become the greatest country in the world if somebody hadn't been taken advantage of. And you know what else? Our people, even in being taken advantage of, did it. They built it. And now we get to take advantage of it. How could you not look at that in that light? But leave it to the leftists to convince blacks that America cheated them. You've been hosed, Kevin Jackson. Yeah. Look, let me tell you something. I don't know what happened to my ancestors. There were many things I'd love to know. Maybe I can go click the little leaf on Ancestry.com and it'll give me more of a story. But here's what I can tell you. everybody's family had people who took advantage of people and people who were taken advantage of. And maybe disproportionately blacks have been taken advantage of. But we're all here now. It's like when I was working at Texas Instruments as an engineer, and a friend of mine, his name is Haroon, an Indian guy, he found out that I got accepted to MIT. And he was like, well, Kevin, I can't believe that you didn't go to MIT. My gosh, it was a great education, because he went to MIT. And he went on for 10 minutes during a break. I mean, he got a 15-minute break. I'm listening to Haroon, you know, tell me why all the reasons I should have gone to MIT. And at the end of it, I know this is what gained my fellow engineers a lot of respect for me, especially the older guys, because I said, well, Haroon, you make a great point. I go, but here, have you ever thought about the irony of everything that you just said? The fact that you went to MIT, I went to Southern Methodist University, we both got electrical engineering degrees, and here we are working in the same place. Who would have thought? And the older engineers looked at me like, burn. Look, I get it. MIT is a great school, but I ended up in the same place as Haroon, doing the same job. I got it. Great school. Anyway, back to black folks. Ask the average black leftist which African country from which he or she hails, and they won't even be able to answer you. Too cheap to run their DNA to get their ancestry to find out if they're Somalian, you know, or Gamboan or Ghanaian, whatever. And allow me to save them some time, because if they did find out where they were from, they would be sorely disappointed in their country of origin. Yeah, pick any African country, ask any black leftist, would he or she want to live there versus living in America? And let me just save you the suspense, folks. You already know the answer. See, America's home for blacks living here. Leftist blacks pretend to dream of life in the motherland, but none of them would trade places with his African brother or sister. Black leftists are sellouts. They pretend to care about all things black, then they do the worst to all things black. And they can act Oscar-winning performances when it's time to blame whitey or show their disdain for the white man, most of whom have never had enough interactions with white people to be mad at them. Pathetic.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I am certified black man. We actually have a certificate of forgiveness that we send out. From time to time, people order it. And it'll exonerate you of all the guilt that you have, past, present. If you want to get one as a gift for your favorite liberal, we sell quite a few of them at Christmas time. And yeah, it's a on parchment paper. It's a certificate of forgiveness that essentially says that I, by virtue of my blackness, can exonerate you of any of your guilt now and forevermore. And it's you can frame it. It's a beautiful thing to hang in your office. I think every member of Congress should be given a certificate of forgiveness signed by me. That way, it's over. And see, the Congressional Black Caucus can go into somebody's office and start ranting and raving about blackness, and suddenly the guy goes, oh, hey, man, let me show you something. I've got here a certificate of forgiveness from Kevin Jackson and blah, blah, blah. So get your favorite congressman one. That's what we're going to do that. I'm going to actually have my team put that together, have my little authenticated black man stamp on it, the whole thing. You know, certified by the, I don't know, we'll come up with something, the Board of Weights and Measures that said that Kevin is indeed over 51% black, ergo qualified to offer such forgiveness. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because black folks don't want to forgive the country, black leftists. They say that the country owes them something, that they are, it's a debt of gratitude that from their from their ancestors that we need to pay, and it should be paid well into posterity, because guess what? I've never been a slave, don't know any slave owners, whatever, but somehow because of my skin, I'm entitled. I find it laughable. You know, I tell people all the time, judge me on what my capabilities are. And I got a lot to learn. I'll be honest with you. I like watching these white boys work sometimes. Especially on like House of Cards. Y'all know that's one of my shows. So my grandmother said, y'all don't interrupt me during my stories. But I watch the way these guys juggle politics, and I think to myself, I would have just killed a few people. I mean, I'd have got a couple of brothers together and said, hey, you know, I'd give them that look. Like, you know what to do. But I admire some of the I don't know what shenanigans that these guys are willing to pull. I'm not a political creature. Yeah. Now, some people go, well, Kevin, you got to know the politics of it if you're going to survive. Go, really? You think so? You think that's what you got to know? See, I'm of the Saddam Hussein sect that says when you meet before Congress after the coup, you call up a few people, somebody that supposedly you really trust, and you say, shoot them, and it kind of sends a signal out to everybody that I want blind loyalty. Here's where I look at it. I truly have nothing but the best intentions for the people that are around me. That's it. I don't have any hidden agendas. And I'll never forget this leftist chick telling me, everybody's got an agenda. Everybody wants something when they talk to you. Everybody. And I was like, I was listening to her going, that's not true. She lives in a state of paranoia. Like, everybody wants her. She's so cute. They want... No, everybody doesn't want you. Everybody doesn't want anything from you. Yeah. How do you come up with that? I mean, don't misunderstand me. If somebody meets me and says, Kevin, I'd really like to meet so-and-so, fine. That's not wanting. That's like if I met, I don't know, Joe Blow, and he says, yeah, Kevin, I'm really good friends with, I don't know, Angie Harmon. Yeah, I'm just bringing it. I would go, hey, can you introduce me to Angie? But it wouldn't be like I met him going, he knows Angie Harmon, and I'll figure out a way to meet her. My evil plan. I'm just going to ask you for what I want. And if you don't want to, you can go, Kevin, she's not, you know, I mean, we're friends and everything, but she doesn't really like it when I got it. Then I might say, well, hey, could you maybe arrange to where we bump into each other? Something like that. But it wouldn't be an agenda based on, I know. In fact, I'll even go a step further. I have very wealthy friends. They will all tell you to a person, never ask them for a dime. Never. Most of the guys that I know, I didn't even know how wealthy they were until somebody else told me. And I didn't care. And even after I knew, I don't ask them for a dime. Nope. I want to be your friend. No agenda. And I think the country doesn't seem to work that way. I mean, I'm coming back to this 4th of July thing with these black folks. But here's the thing. I've asked many black leftists. These are people that don't want to celebrate the 4th of July, the Independence Day of America. They hate white folks. Don't even know why. And I say, look, just out of curiosity, when the chips were down in your life, who helped you? Now, if you are a listener of the show for a while, I've asked this question, I've talked about this plenty of times because I ask a lot of black folks this, especially leftists, who helped you? They say, a white person. I go, yeah. You know, it's really funny. How did I know that when I ask you the question? What in my wildest dreams? You are a leftist. You are an ethnocentric black racist for all intents and purposes. And I ask you a question that you would think I'd be going, well, it's good. Obviously somebody black. And the answer you give me is somebody white. Yet you harbor resentment for the white man as if you found the only good white person in the world. Well, you know what's ironic? Every one of you silly Negroes seem to have the one isn't one person running around doing all these good deeds? One white dude or woman? No. It's many white folks who see your need and they want to help. And they don't want to help to impress you to say, white people are so good. They want to help you because they've gotten to know you. And they see a need. They see something inside of you. And you know what? It's unrequited because you never live up to that. Because you still end up harboring racist resentments. I have people send me notes. I bet your wife is white. Well, okay, so what's that got to do with anything? It makes me less black if my wife is white? What about Tay Diggs? He's married to a white woman. What about Susan Rice? She's married to a white woman. What about Barack Obama? He's half white. I mean, what? The Democratic Party, the party that is supposed to be the most tolerant in the land, overwhelmingly votes black. And you know what they tell you? We support the racism of blacks. But we're not racist. But we condone their racism. Freaking, oh man. Drives me crazy. Every one of the black folks leftists that I've asked, who helped them? Somebody white helped them. Then I ask them, who hurt them? When the worst thing happened to you, when you were down and out and you needed somebody and it was your boy, you needed to have him do whatever, you know, I don't know what it was, but who was it? Who hurt you? Who created the situation, a hole that you had to dig yourself out of that you were like, this is almost hopeless? Somebody black. Probably a family member. And you know who stepped up and dug you out of that hole? Who put the ladder, the lifeline, the rope, whatever you want to call it? Somebody white. Why do I say that? Because I know. I know who helped my uncles. I know who helped my aunts. I know who helped my cousins. And most of the time it was because family couldn't help. I do have one exception to that. One of my best friends bailed me out. I was going through a hostile takeover and one of my best friends brought me a briefcase full of money to buy out my partner. And he happened to be black. But I had helped him years earlier, so it was a return of a favor. But the fact that he was there and he did it was impressive. Well, I mean, we're friends for life. He's like my brother. Anyway, one can argue on the second point, saying that whites help each other too. Or hurt each other. We always hurt the ones we love, as they say, or those closest to us. But it still leaves the first question. Who helped you the most when you were down? So I'd ask white folks. I got a big white audience out there. Who's helped you the most? Somebody black? Doubtful. Somebody white. Yeah. So you may have been hurt by family, but you've also been helped by family and or friends, because that's how cultures tend to work. Black folks don't work that way. It's not black folks helping other black folks. So why is that resentment there? Why is there a chasm? That's the question. That's why I'm asking the question. The chasm exists because there are a group of people who thrive on that chasm. They thrive on the idea that blacks get to Independence Day, that is freedom for the entire nation. And they can't accept that because they've been told you are not free. There was a period where you were not free. Are you free now? Yeah, they're free. But metaphorically, they're not. Metaphorically, they remain slaves. And that is exactly what the left wants them to remain. Don't celebrate Independence Day because you're not independent. You're not free, black man. Only the other cultures in America are free. You are still oppressed. Because that's certainly going to do black people a lot of good, right? Feeling bad about themselves. Every day, one day a year, they can say, I don't belong.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.